Jürgen Baldiger was an important gay activist and photographer who documented queer life in West Berlin in the 1980s and early 1990s like no other. At around the same time as Baldiger learned about his HIV infection, he also began to take photographs. Baldiger became the most important chronicler of West Berlin gay scene and drag culture. He lived a wild, too short life, which ended in 1993 due to his AIDS infection. Baldiger grew up as a minor son in Essen and moved to West Berlin in 1979 at the age of 19, where he initially earned his living as a cook and hustler. However, he soon discovered his calling, art and, in particular, photography as a chronicler of Berlin gay scene. He lived an unreservedly sex-positive life before the term even existed, was full of energy and a stage hawk. I want to live life, enjoy every day. It's fun. It makes horny. It's the freedom of sexuality. In his diary, he noted, art and fucking, that's my life. I love my life. It's like a trip, an eternal one. His art was radical and his photographs show an unembellished, authentic image of the queer underground, full of honesty with himself and others. With his camera, he captured moments that others often overlooked. Wild parties, intimate encounters, but also the darker side of life on the edges of society. At first he was reserved and only photographed feet because he did not dare to meet people more intimately. But then he began talking to people on the street, junkies, hustlers, people with disabilities, drag queens. He chatted them up and met them all at eye level, portraying them with a special directness, closeness, and warmth. Baldiger was particularly fascinated by the so-called Schwutzstunden, drag queens and gender non-conforming people who confidently staged themselves, such as Melita Sundström and Pepsi Boston. At that time, the Schwutz Club was located in a rear building at Hasenheide 54, which is now Höfe am Südstern. His portraits, photographed from 1987 onwards, are full of respect and affection. They show people who confidently understood and staged themselves as queers with wigs and costume jewelry from the old clothes collection and an eyeshadow and self-confidence to kneel down, he wrote. At the end of 1984, Baldiger found out that he was HIV positive. At a time when an HIV infection was still considered as a death sentence, he began to document his life and his changing body with even greater intensity. His works from this period are restlessly honest and show both the desperation and the irrepressible will to live that drove him. In order to document himself and his HIV disease, he asked photographer Aaron Neubert to photograph him once a month until his death. This photo series, Warmth That Only Fire Can Give Us, is available digitally, see link below. Baldiger became an important activist in the fight against AIDS and the associated stigmatization. He was involved in self-help groups and used his art to draw attention to the situation of HIV-positive people. On December 4th, 1993, at the age of just 34, Baldiger took his own life, exhausted by his illness. For his obituary, he himself chose a photo showing him with bloodshot eyes and a red clown's nose. A final powerful statement by an artist who wanted to retain control over his image and his story until the very end. Baldiger's artistic work was wide-ranging. In addition to 4 illustrated books and 5,000 photographs, he also left behind Super 8 films, music recording, and above all, 40 volumes of diary entries transcribed into over 7,000 PDF pages. These diaries provide an intimate insight into his life and Berlin's queer scene. Baldiger's estate is part of the archive of the Schwules Museum Berlin. His photographs decorated the walls of the legendary Berlin Club Schwutz, which Baldiger often visited and documented at its former locations. Unfortunately, the club had to close in 2025. In 2019 and 2024, 2 documentary films were made, Rescue the Fire and Baldiger Unlocked Heart, which make his life and work accessible to a wider audience. Jürgen Baldigers grave in the Alter St. Matthäus Kirchhof churchyard in Berlin-Schöneberg is now a place of queer remembrance for the victims of the AIDS pandemic. If you want to hear more audio contributions, scroll down below. Here at the cemetery, Gertrude Sandmann, painter and graphic artist, co-founder of the lesbian group L74, is a good choice, or nearby Kurt-Hilla Park. Hiller was a writer and gay activist who was imprisoned in a concentration camp for a time. Alternatively, you can use the map to find other queer heroes nearby or follow one of the suggested tours. If you're interested in experiencing queer stories through a guided bike tour, check out the website here or follow Homo Lulu Berlin on Instagram for upcoming dates. If you have any feedback, write to info@homoluluberlin.de. I am Raphael Nasemann, your guide. Thank you for listening and sharing.